95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
That is a fact, my friend.
Just walked into the studio. There's headphones all over the place.
Yeah, and a giant picture of Wolfgang hanging out with Marcy. How isn't that an awesome picture?
Yeah, that's a great picture.
There's a giant screen on the wall. And
he's the coolest dude.
He really is. They had a really good time on the boot camp today, so that's super cool.
I always love it when artists turn out to be super cool.
Yes.
Because some of them aren't.
Yeah, you know.
But most of the biggest are.
The bigger they are, the cooler they are.
Yes, yeah. That seems sort of what it's like.
I think that's how they make it, you know? Have to, you know, be cool to everybody or they get shut down. I don't know.
Could be, but.
So he's going to be a superstar then.
Yeah, agreed.
But thanks to Wolfgang for hanging out today with Marcy. That was cool.
Let's talk about the show today.
Alrighty.
Give me five.
You know, Pink Floyd's a perfect example. Eventually, let's change directions with the lead singer and they bring in someone new and they do keep on trucking. So we're looking for the band. Remember that time that band changed the lead singer? All of a sudden, like AC/DC would be an example. So what was the time the band changed the lead singer? And what was the song you want to hear? We'll do it at five.
That's going to be five.
Yep.
Who's Naked Now?
Who's Naked Now? We just need to do that from now on.
Agreed.
We don't need to do anything else.
Commercial jingles that you remember from before when they used to.
Meow, meow, meow.
That's
meow,
one of
meow,
them.
Meow.
I have a top 10 list of those, and I don't remember one of them.
Oh, really?
So I brought it in so we could listen to it.
Oh, cool.
We'll talk about that in the 4 o'clock
hour.
We have One American Dollar. We have People Are Dumb.
Mm-hmm.
And we have $3,400.
Yeah, I think it's your turn to win. You need to win now. You're ready to win. Do it. Sometime between now and four.
In the KLOS name game, before four on 95.5 KLOS.
It's Love Songs on the Coast, and that's Metallica, Lux Eterna.
That's beautiful.
And isn't it, though? We'd like to send that out to our gentle listeners this afternoon.
I need dollars.
Yes, I do. Hell yeah.
You're not going to get this dollar, but it might be interesting to people.
How dare you, sir?
This is the best pop culture Halloween costumes of this year, 2023. The best pop culture Halloween costumes.
Oh, dude, I'm so in tune with the pop culture of 2023.
Are.
I love that stuff. I'm all over it.
I know you are.
I'm going to take your dollar. I'm going to take it. I'm not going to win it, so I'm going to just take it. Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
The best, this is according to BuzzFeed, the best pop culture Halloween costumes of 2023.
Now listen, if you know that I'm coming to your party this weekend, don't listen for a second, because I'm going to say something on the air.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell everybody.
All right.
We have a costume party coming up this weekend, of
right.
course. Don't you listen if I'm coming to your party. And we're going to go all out. I was going to spend a lot of money on this cool mask, like the Plague Doctor mask and everything. But they're so expensive. I went to the Halloween Town here in Burbank. I'm trying to think of 2023 pop culture icons,
right.
by the way. But we didn't end up doing that. We ended up getting like a $3 I'm a robber sort of contest.
Lame.
Is that a pop culture thing
best
in 2023?
Pop culture Halloween costume of 2023.
Taylor Swift!
I will tell you that one of them is old.
Oh, one.
Yeah, one of them is old.
There's one I might
Taylor
get.
Swift.
I got Taylor Swift! Come on!
The Eras Tour is
Come
what that's
on.
Called. My suggestion is Taylor Swift or Picker Upper. Just pick up a mop and then you're
there you go.
Dressed like Taylor Swift.
I don't know what you're saying.
All right, you got one.
One American Dollar, by the way, brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. Spend one American dollar at Yamava. Maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit Yamava.com. I can't believe I got that. I just think, well, everybody says Taylor Swift. Over
yep.
There. I'm going to say Groot from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Groot?
Yeah.
Love Groot.
Right? Wouldn't
Love.
That be awesome to go as a giant tree?
Yes, it would.
I am Groot.
And that's all you have to say
yes.
the whole night.
You don't have to talk to anybody. Ah,
it's not on the list.
People, this is what you should be going as.
That's a great one.
You don't want to. Zelensky. Is anybody going as a Zelensky this year?
Zelensky?
Yeah, I don't know exactly what you would do with that, I suppose, but.
I don't know why it's taking so long.
Because it really was like, the computer itself was like, that's a good idea.
Yeah,
People
maybe.
People should go with Zelensky.
Maybe, I think.
Oh, my God, dude. I don't know. I'm out already.
Three more guesses.
Yeah,
You're
there's
out?
No way. I can't.
I mean, I don't
I just
want to
hear what they
it.
Are. Yeah, really?
I really don't. There's no way I would get it. There's no way you'll get it.
What if we were to go down the hall? You know, Power and Callie and...
No one would get it.
They wouldn't get it either?
I don't think so.
But those kids are hip, man. They know what's up.
Yeah, it's not about
too
being
hip.
Hip. I don't know what exactly. Best pop culture Halloween costumes of 2023.
Okay, let's go.
Number 10,
mm-hmm.
Beth and Rip from Yellowstone.
I've heard of Yellowstone at
Same.
Least.
Same.
Okay. All right. At least I've heard of the show.
I like that one of them's named Rip.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's a great, great name.
That's weird because my father-in-law liked that show. I mean, he's like really old. And
right.
So that's weird that he was into something on that pop culture list.
Number nine, I guess, is Forever Elvis.
Elvis.
Is Forever, I guess. I don't know how that made it onto this list because everything else
No offense to your former partner. Who loves Elvis.
Daphne Bridgerton from Bridgerton.
What'd you just say?
Is number eight.
No idea. I would have gotten that one if I thought about it forever.
I don't think so.
Nope.
Number seven, Maverick from Top Gun.
Oh, people.
Number six, Mario, Luigi, Peach, and Daisy.
Really?
Yep.
Huh. Okay.
Number five, and maybe you would have got if you thought about it long enough, Wednesday Addams from Wednesday.
Oh, okay. That's cool. I have actually, a bunch of those costumes at the costume places for Wednesday.
Not surprising. Yeah. So good thing you didn't say
that.
Number four is Carmi from The Bear. He's the main guy from that TV show, The Bear, that you were trying to get me to watch where they cook.
I wasn't trying to. Yes. Yeah, you love cooking shows.
Yeah.
And they yell at each other. What's wrong with you? Your souffle sucks.
The whole time. Number three is Taylor Swift, which you got.
Yeah.
Number two is Ariel from The Little Mermaid. They did that live action.
Oh, I was going to say, that's old.
And I'm surprised you didn't get Barbie or Ken from the Barbie movie.
Oh, of course.
Because you're
dumb.
Damn it. People are dumb.
People are dumb. Yeah. When you're a dumb dumb, Kevin and Slugo, they ought to know.
Bishop quits job and apologizes after, quote, all male orgy in rectory goes wrong.
Wait a minute. Did you say
I did say rectory? Yes, it's an unfortunate word here.
Oh, man, dude, anywhere but there.
Gregors Kazik, the Bishop of Sosnowier, issued a statement. The local authorities investigated the incident, which allegedly saw a sex worker taken to a hospital.
Wow. Wow. Someone was throwing some holy water around or something.
Zamarsley has protested his innocence despite being suspended from. He made a public statement. The statement reads, I regard this allegation as a blatant attack on the church, including its clergy and followers, in order to disparage its position, its work, and its mission.
Well, how did they catch him? Red-handed? I mean, how did he get busted?
Then the police...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Then the
what do they know?
The Polish bishop has apologized and resigned and said it's all true. And by the way, it's all true.
Come on, man.
It reads, I ask everyone to forgive my human limitations. If I have offended anyone, which is always a great apology.
Yeah.
If I've offended anyone or neglected something, I'm very sorry.
The fact that you're not supposed to be doing that in the rectory? Take it home, buddy. Why is it got to be in there?
That's my question.
Why in there?
Any of the guys that were involved have homes?
Right.
You
right?
would think?
I mean, clearly that's just part of the party. I mean, it's just sort of like, well, we're not supposed to be in here. I'll tell you what.
It was held at the rectory of the Blessed Virgin Mary of the Angels Church.
Not so virgin anymore.
I don't have any idea why none of their homes were available. It is alleged that the orgy was arranged by another parish priest with several other clergy showing up to take part.
Wow.
So this...
I don't think I could be unsober enough to do it in a church. I mean, I don't really feel like... You know,
you feel like there is a level of drunk.
I guess there is.
You would partake.
I don't know. I don't think so. Maybe. I don't think so.
Well, apparently the 27-year-old male sex worker passed out at the party and around 1 a.m. and no one did anything for him.
Oh,
and that's how he got in trouble.
Right.
Because there's a law that you have to help somebody if they're in danger.
Well, so why did he pass out? Was he just worn out or was he
OD'ing? Oh, interesting. You would ask that. Overdosing on erectile dysfunction tablets.
Oh, man. Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
Here's my part, and this is a serious question. Bishop quits job and apologizes after, quote, all male orgy in the rectory goes wrong. So their problem with it is that guy at 1 a.m. passed out and no one took care of him. Yeah. I'm saying perhaps just the all-male orgy in the rectory is wrong.
That specifically is maybe over a line.
Maybe let's draw the line there.
We know all about drawing lines, man. Oh, man. Hold the pickles, hold the lettuce. Special orders don't upset us. All we ask is that you let us serve it your way.
I was going to give you a one American dollar for the top 10 U.S. ad jingles of all time.
I might actually know those.
They might.
Stuck in my head too much. We used to sing that one at Rocky Horror on a regular basis, but
sure.
Turn it into filth. I can't say what we would sing instead.
Of course.
Filth.
Of course.
That's terrible.
Here are the 10 in no particular order.
Oh, good. Okay,
Coca-Cola,
cool.
I'd like to teach the world to sing.
Oh, sure. The Madman wrote that. Don Draper wrote that song. I don't know if most people know that. It's pretty amazing.
This is a time when they used to all have jingles.
That's right.
Now they don't really much anymore. Chili's, I want my baby back.
Rips. I want my baby back. That was stolen, though. That was actually...
Was it?
Yeah, kind of, I think, another song.
Oh, it was a remix?
Yeah.
Or mashup or something?
Yeah.
Meow Mix.
Meow, 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 meow. So good, cats, flash forward my name.
I'd love to be an Oscar Mayer wiener.
Wow.
I'm loving it, McDonald's.
That's a song? Is that a song? Ba-da-ba-ba-da.
I guess.
I can't believe we know all this stuff.
Kit Kat.
Kit Kat.
Give me a break.
Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat.
Yep.
All right.
Number 7, Alka-Seltzer. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. We're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS of the ones that got stuck in your mind.
You know what I particularly like are the L.A. ones. You know, L.A. actually, because it's L.A., I suppose New York is probably the same way, has got always, for the local businesses, their own jingles that have stuck in my head.
You're killing me, Larry.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. But the songs is what we're looking for.
Folgers Coffee, the best part of waking up.
Sure. That's a song, too?
Yeah.
Oh,
the best part of waking up.
That's right.
Toys R Us.
Hmm.
I don't want to grow up.
Wow, I don't remember that song. One. I guess I was too old for that. I don't remember that.
And there was another McDonald's one that I didn't remember, and I'm a huge McDonald's fan, so I was very surprised that that it was on the top 10.
Here's what's funny.
I'd never heard of it.
I can talk Kevin into going to McDonald's. I think you need to go today when you leave the workplace, man. I think you need to stop through the drive-thru, okay?
Once it's in my mind.
I love that.
I have to either keep it out of my mind or go.
Get
those
some
are
fries.
My two options.
Think how good those fries are. You should probably
but
do that.
Do you
what's
remember
the song? No,
the song about a Filet-O-Fish?
A Filet-O-Fish song?
So I went to YouTube and I pulled it up and I listened to it and I was like, I still don't recognize it.
Is this it here?
Yeah.
Give me back that Filet-O-Fish. Give me that fish. Give me back that Filet-O-Fish. Give me that fish. What if it were you hanging up on this wall? If it were you in that sandwich, you wouldn't be laughing at all.
What?
It's one of those fish.
Singing fish?
Singing fish on the wall.
It had to have been from 1980, is my guess.
I don't know.
Because it's so synthesizer. That doesn't sound the slightest bit.
Give me back that
Filet-O-Fish.
I love it.
Give me that fish.
Yeah. Give me that fish.
Give me back that Filet-O-Fish. Give me that fish. What if it were you hanging up on this wall? If it were you in that sandwich, you wouldn't be laughing at all.
Wow, that's just creepy,
that's
actually.
Harsh.
I love it, but it's creepy.
I couldn't love it more.
Yeah. In and out. In and out.
Oh,
that's
sure.
What a hamburger is all about. I know I know the dude whose parent wrote that.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
How weird is that?
Yeah, that's impressive.
Yeah.
All right, 818-955-KLOS, the stuff that you remember, the song, the jingles, the commercial jingles that you remember from way back, especially if it's...
Give me back that Filet-O-Fish. Give me that fish. Give me back that Filet-O-Fish. Give me that fish. What if
that
it were you
theme.
Hanging up on
True.
This wall? If it were you in that sandwich, you wouldn't be laughing at all.
Wow, that is real.
That
is real right
hardcore.
There.
Hardcore.
Right?
818-955-KLOS.
What do you remember?
Give me back that Filet-O-Fish. Give me that fish. Give me back that Filet-O-Fish. Give me that fish. What if it were you hanging up on this wall? If it were you in that sandwich, you wouldn't be laughing at all.
That is so weird.
Isn't that bizarre?
And it's a McDonald's one. I vaguely remember a fish on the wall singing about a fast food place.
But I think there are a lot of those.
I suppose so.
I don't know. McDonald's is my favorite place. I don't remember that particular jingle,
one,
but that's hilarious.
Yeah,
what if it were you on this sandwich? Fantastic.
People are going to eat you.
Right?
What do you think about that?
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi, we're talking about...
Your car may have expired. That's what you sounded like just now.
Oh.
Sounded like one of those kind of
sound cars. Like a robot?
Yeah.
Robocall. What do you remember?
What jingles?
It kind of gives me nightmares, but it was the Chicken Tonight. Do you guys remember that commercial? It went like, I feel like Chicken Tonight.
Oh, sure.
Yep. Yep. Who was that for? That I don't remember.
What was the company?
Was it KFC?
No, it was like a, I think it was a seasoning or some type of sauce when you make, or a sauce, something for your chicken.
I do get you. I remember the song, though.
Yeah.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
It's
perfect
torturous.
Example.
Thank
yes.
you. KLOS, hello.
Hey, I have an old one for you.
Yep.
Slinky, a slinky, what a wonderful toy.
Slinky, a slinky, fun for a girl boy. Boy. Yep.
Sure enough.
Wow.
Thank you.
Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
She wore an itsy bitsy teeny
yellow polka dot bikini. What was that for? Was that for Coppertone?
Coppertone, I
yeah.
think.
Yeah, it was a yogurt commercial.
Oh, it was a yogurt commercial.
Yogurt?
Wow, that's weird.
That's not yogurt.
You got yogurt all over you.
Thank you for
Thanks
calling.
For calling.
KLOS, hello.
What's up, guys? It's Pete.
Hey there. Commercial jingles.
Federated.
Oh, yeah. Federated.
Sure.
Yep. That's local-ish, I think.
Yep.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
I remember, you wonder where the yeller went when you brush your teeth with Pepsodent.
Oh, right. That's,
wow.
I barely remember that.
That's like a 60s one,
yeah,
isn't
so,
it?
Oldie but a goodie.
Yeah,
oldie
yeah.
All right.
Right on.
Thank you.
Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Once upon a time, there was an engineer. Choo-choo Charlie was his name, we hear. He had an engine and he sure had fun. He used Good and Plenty candy to make his train run.
Wow.
Says, love my Good and Plenty. Charlie says, really rings a bell. Charlie says, love my Good and Plenty. It's the one and only candy that I love so well.
Wow.
Come on,
everybody. Yeah. Nice. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Well done. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. All right. That jingle that was stuck in your head.
818-955-KLOS. Talking about commercial jingles that you can't get out of your head. You have one?
You want to buy a car or truck? Go see Cal.
Go see Cal. Go,
go
see Cal.
Cal
Worthington, Cal. Long Beach.
Do you know that Cal Worthington was also in Phoenix, Arizona and Anchorage, Alaska?
He was. How cool.
Yeah, I was up in Anchorage in 1983 and turned on the TV and there he was selling cars on like whatever boulevard in Anchorage.
Was there, were they still saying, go see Cal,
yep.
go see Cal,
Same
go see
song
Cal?
And his dog Spock.
Love it.
I was freaked out. I'm like, I can't get away from him. Ah!
Thank you, man.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
If you want a better car, go see Cal.
Yes.
If you want a better deal, go see Cal. Buy a new car for your wife. She will love you all your life. Go see Cal, go see Cal, go see Cal.
I hated that I liked it. I hated it.
Did anybody else but me used to hear something different when I said go see Cal really fast?
What did you hear?
Pussycat.
Oh, you thought they were saying pussycat, pussycat? Yeah.
Pussy cow is what I thought what they were saying.
Pussy cow. Pussy cow.
Yeah. As a child, I didn't know any better as a kid.
Yeah, right?
Wow, that's weird. All right,
but
I approve.
You guys remember Matt Tonight from McDonald's?
Oh, yeah. Yes. My wife hated that commercial.
Dude.
It freaked her out
Matt
for some reason.
Tonight.
Yeah. That one really tripped her out. It was weird. I think I need to get a video of it and just kind of play it every once in a while. Just to... Thanks for calling, man. Perfect and horrifying.
KLOS, hello.
On special nights, you'll see a sight that make a grown man cry. The plum seat on tiny beach, shellfish in the sky, crustaceans from on high.
Wow, I don't remember that.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, what's it for?
Black Angus, and he was surfing turf.
Oh,
Black Angus. All right.
Those exist
yeah,
anymore?
Yeah, they have a run of good ones.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Or hug. Hello.
That was a weird sound.
Hi there.
What's going on over there?
Just playing with my new dog.
Oh, right. What's your dog's name?
Roxy.
Roxy! Who's a good dog? Roxy!
She actually heard that.
Who's saying my name on the radio?
What's the commercial jingle you know?
It's a local Cal Worthington Ford.
Yep.
Go see Cal, go see Cal. We always, as kids, thought it was Pussy Cow, Pussy Cow.
Oh, there you go. That's
what's happening?
Second one in a row, almost.
The pussy last caller said that.
I don't remember ever thinking that all these years. Very interesting. Well, welcome home, Roxy, and thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
I want my baby back, baby, baby back, back, baby, baby back, baby back rib, barbecue sauce.
They just threw in barbecue sauce at the last
They
second.
Did, yeah.
It wasn't much
yeah,
thought
let's
to
throw
that.
Something in.
I don't know, barbecue sauce?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Right on, man, thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you. Commercial jingles is what we're talking about.
Absolutely. You got to look it up on YouTube to see the whole thing, but the Big Fig Newton.
Big Fig Newton. I don't remember that.
I think I do.
When you look it up and you see it on YouTube,
you'll be like, oh, I remember that.
Can you sing it?
Yeah, sing it.
Oh, God, I don't...
Do it!
Something about... Do the Big Fig Newton!
That was great. I like that.
Are you ready?
Yeah. You found it on your laptop.
I did. This is it.
Hi, gang. Big Fig here with that great new dance, the Newton. Hear it, Al.
Yep. Nope.
Oh, my God. 818-955-KLOS.
Talking about commercial jingles that you remember.
N-E-S-T-L-E-S. Nestle's make the very best.
Yep.
Chocolate.
Ding.
That's my favorite.
Now I want some.
Well done.
Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
O-O-O-Riley.
O-O-O-Riley. They're still playing that.
That's true.
I know. I heard it earlier.
I think I played it half an hour ago. You know, when we're lying on our deathbed, we'll be going, I need something from O-O-O-O-Riley.
Shout out to my wife, too.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I've got two.
Go.
All right.
Okay, it's the Band-Aid song.
Oh, stuck on Band-Aid, because Band-Aid stuck on me.
Yep.
And the State Farm song. Like a good neighbor.
State Farm is there.
Sure enough.
Wow, very good.
Both good ones.
That's a twofer.
Yep.
It's not even Tuesday. Thank you. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi there. Talking about commercial jingles you remember.
Yes. Oh,
O'Reilly,
I don't bark.
Yay!
A little team action there. Well done.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
We have a new singer for this, by the way.
Give me five songs in a row!
He's fired.
That new singer kind of sucks.
Five songs in a row with new lead singers. Yeah, that's like what the theme is.
Diamond Dave was out and Sammy Hagar stepped in. We're kind of looking for the first songs that they were the new singers on. The band was getting a new start. Anus Tart.
Sure.
And this would be 150-150 with Sammy. What do you got? 818-955-KLOS.
Or if you're still on Twitter, at Kevin and Sluggo.
Greg Rolie had sung on the first three albums for Journey, and then all of a sudden in October of 1977, along comes Steve Perry. It's a new lead singers for bands on Gimme 5 today on KLOS.
Hello.
Just went to the power trip on you guys, thankfully.
Mm-hmm.
How about Ronnie James Dio replacing Ozzy?
Yeah. I was thinking about doing Neon Knights. Probably do that when he took...
Please.
Yeah.
Please do.
Wait, so we sent you out there to Power Trip?
You did.
Woo!
I actually called JD on Saturday and gave him a greetings. We were looking for the trailer, but he said, yeah, they didn't have their stuff together.
Yeah, like, well, you know.
That is not a surprise.
Yeah.
Stuff together.
JD is the best, man. Always handing out free stuff, lots of stuff. Who are you?
My name is Sean.
Sean, let us do now Black Sabbath Neon Knights. When Dio took control of Black Sabbath Neon Knights there in the KLOS free ride, it's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
That was requested by Nerd by any other name and Frankenstein on Twitter.
Nerd by any other name.
Yep.
That's a beautiful Twitter handle. So, hello, KLOS.
Because if I was an Oscar Mayer wiener.
Now, that was originally sung by Dio, I believe, Ronnie James Dio. And then Ozzy came back and took over. Yeah.
I got a two-word movie, and I got a song. I've been trying to get through for an hour.
Well, let's hear the song. Yeah, that's all we're doing right now.
Back in Black, AC/DC.
1980, when Brian Johnson stepped in for Bon Scott.
Hey, I was thinking we should do Shoot to Thrill.
Yeah. Shoot to Thrill.
Yeah, all right. Who are you?
Taylor from Riverside.
Taylor, thank you for the beautiful Wiener song. Good luck on our little contest. And here is AC/DC for you.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We started noticing a disturbing trend that people in the news that are causing crime are often naked.
Who's naked now?
It's a fair question.
Who's naked now?
You wouldn't think it would come up so much, but it does on a regular basis.
Yeah, sometimes I search for stories with nudity, and sometimes they find me, and this is one of them that found me. Man drops his shorts, bearing all during arrest. Where's he from? Florida. A man drops his shorts because they were like, do you have any weapons? Mm-hmm. And he dropped his shorts.
I'd say this is a weapon, officer.
He didn't. He wasn't that clever. But he said, well, do you wear it? Do you see it? Do you see a weapon? Do you see that?
He just got to show everybody.
They were called to the area after a report of someone acting belligerent.
Uh-huh.
And arguing with people in the street. When you hear this guy, you're not going to be able to believe it because he seems so calm.
Oh, yeah.
Body camera video shows the suspect, Sean Madden, yelling at the officers who responded to the scene.
Where's my weapon? Where's my weapon?
A man drops his shorts bearing all in the middle of a neighborhood and in front of several deputies. Deputies in Flagler County, Florida, say they were called to the area after a report of someone acting belligerently and arguing with a woman in the street.
What's with the disco drama music?
Yeah.
I hate it. Wow. That's like a 1980s
porn
movie. Yeah, exactly.
The suspect deputies say is Sean Madden.
What address? Give me the address.
Yeah, give him the address.
He wants to know who called.
Give him the address.
Who called about me?
Because he said the same what address? Yeah. Who called other than that motherfucker? Standing right there.
Other than.
I don't think this guy fits the bill.
No.
Is someone being belligerent?
No. He's just chill. He
seems cool.
Having a nice afternoon, hanging out with friends.
Where?
I don't know. With friends at their place, I guess.
How much you had to drink?
I don't give a
Let's go. I'm swinging on everybody.
He's swinging on everybody.
Sure. Sounds like he might punch you.
Uh-huh. But that's not what he's talking about.
He was swinging with his hips. I'm swinging on everybody.
No.
Yep.
I need to eat again someday, dude.
Yep.
Not with that.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and it's time for What We Learn, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Sluggo lost one American dollar by not guessing the top 10 current event Halloween costumes.
You know, out of the 10, though, I did get one, Taylor Swift.
He got one, yeah.
That was it.
Supposed to get four, but listen.
Hey, you know, whatever.
Listen.
Yeah.
In Who's Naked Now? A guy in Florida stripped down to nothing in the middle of the street in reaction to the cops' accusations that he was belligerent.
No, I'm not belligerent! And here's my weenie!
And we also learned my baloney has a first name.
Wow, those jingles that everybody was singing at us from the TV back in the day going to be stuck in my head all night.
Yep, all weekend long.
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
See you tomorrow. Peace out. You could win $3,400.
Yeah.
Coming up before 4 o'clock, so in the next 20 minutes.
It's a damn 90s movie. It still is paying off, or it will eventually, damn it.
It's KLOS name game. You'll get a chance to play in a second.
Hand over the cash, man.
We do have $3,400.
Yeah, we do.
For the KLOS name game, and now is your chance. Be caller 25-818-955-KLOS, and you can play the game. Good luck.
I don't know what's going on this line. It's very confusing. But have somebody on the line. Talking to him.
We're talking to some guy named Nick.
Oh. Hello?
You want to play? I wanted to answer the game.
Okay, the name game. Yes. Your name is Nick?
Yeah.
From Huntington Beach?
Yeah.
All right. You are caller 25. You get to play. We are looking for a popular 90s movie with a two-word name.
And the last couple of guesses, Nick, were True Romance and Sleepy Hollow. Both of those were wrong. So for $3,400, what do you think it is, Nick?
Point Break.
Great guess.
That is a good movie.
Great movie?
Yeah. Oh, incorrect. Sorry, Nick.
Awesome. That was awesome, cool.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, bye. Better luck next time. So many great movies being dissed by this game.
Yeah, no kidding.
What's up with that?
$3,500 next hour. $3,500.
Yeah, it's just laying there. Look at all this money in here.
It is the KLOS name game. Your chance to win it is right now if you're caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
All right, let's do it.
What is your name?
Hey, how's it going? This is Andy. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Great, Andy. You're caller 25.
Oh, excellent. Thank you very much.
Well done. Well done. It is the KLOS name game, and we're looking for a popular 90s movie with a two-word name.
And the last couple of people that came up to the counter with VHS tapes were Nick with Point Break and Scott with True Romance. We told them to put them back on the shelves because they were wrong. Nick, Andy, what do you think it is?
Whatever your name is.
Steve, Bill, what do you think it is?
Hopefully it hasn't been guessed yet. I've been trying to follow along. I'm going to go with Home Alone.
Yeah. Hey, there's a Kevin in that movie.
There is, yeah.
Yeah. Kevin!
He gets left behind.
Macaulay.
Yeah, that guy.
Yep.
Yeah, so is that the correct answer, young Kevin?
Oh, well, guys. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you.
Thanks, dude.
Take care.
Next time, between 5 and 6, it's worth
$3,600.
If, in fact, you would like to rock and roll all night and party every day, you need to sign here and initial here. We'll need a blood sample here.
And you need to win the $3,600 that we have for you.
Do it.
In the KLOS name game right now, 818-955-KLOS. We'll take caller 25. Good luck. $3,700.
Yeah.
No, $3,600 is what I got.
To give away. So that's like right now. The name game. The
name game. KLOS, who's this?
This is Chris.
Chris, you're caller 25.
Oh, Kevin, okay, you guys are awesome.
Thank you, man. You get to play the KLOS name game. It is up to $3,600, plus tickets to see the Eagles at the Kia Forum.
That is so cool.
We are looking for a popular 90s movie with a two-word name.
And Chris, I should tell you, Andy came up with Home Alone, and Nick said Point Break, but those were wrong. What do you think it is for $3,600?
I am going to go with Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day. I love that movie.
Oh, I love it too.
I do actually watch that every year at Groundhog Day.
Which one?
Yes, Groundhog Day.
Which one?
Groundhog Day.
Which one?
Groundhog Day.
Sorry.
Oh. Kind of have to. I mean, you know, sort of required.
What are we supposed to do?
Yeah.
We're only human.
I still love you guys.
Thank you,
thanks,
man.
Thanks, dude. So, next time we play this little game, it will be worth
$3,700.
Elton John released what would become his first hit single, Your Song, on this day in rock in 1970. A week before it was released here in the U.S., The Who released Quadrophenia in the U.K. On this day in rock in 1973. Keith Richards released his autobiography, Life, on this day in rock in 2010.